My name is Matthew Cashmore, and we are Dan Applekist, Margaret Gold, and myself. We run Over the Ear, and this is the fifth annual Over the Ear Hack Day.
How's it feel compared to others?
Awesome. Which is my, it is my stock answer. But actually, you know what? It's 5 years. It would be easy to think it's just the same as every other. But I think what we've seen this year more than anything else is this stop being a mobile conference. I know it sounds really odd, but when we started, you really had to be a mobile developer. It's why we created the event in the first place. It was Symbian, it was very difficult, it was very technical. It was, you know, you're really building things for mobile, you needed the carriers, and, you know, really tough. Now, mobile is just part of the broader digital ecosystem, and you can be a web developer, you can be a hardware developer, you can be somebody that likes soldering bits to the side of a phone, a SIM card, anything that interacts over the network, which is an increasingly large amount of devices, is suddenly in the remit of our conference. And that's awesome. So we've got people building smart door locks, the Vodafone guys with the embed stuff, which is particularly cool. I love the hardware stuff.
Definitely. I've seen some hacks in the flesh or in the wood and metal in some cases. I've even seen some weird thing that looks like a sword with a taser at the end, but they say it's for sensing, not jabbing, which is nice to turn a weapon into a data retrieval device. It's almost as if the rest of the comms tech world has finally caught up then with over the air if Web 3 is all about mobile.
Well, it's not a case of over the air is a hack day. It's about R&D. It's about what's going to happen. And I remember the first over the air, we had a guy called Peter up on stage, and he was demonstrating a hack that a bunch of developers had built using the accelerometer and an N95 that allowed two people to play a sword game using the accelerometer and hit each other using that. And Peter's back this year. He's come every year, and he's back this year, covering the event and writing stuff about the event. But if you think about the fact that we were 5 years ago doing gaming using accelerometers on N95s, and now that's just part of the mobile world we're in. 4 years ago, we were looking at augmented reality, and we had a company in showing us, you know, we had people hacking around with augmented reality. And 2 years later, Lonely Planet were releasing, in fact, in partnership with a company that kind of the bunch of guys that came along and founded the startup, the first Lonely Planet augmented reality travel guide. I love that. That's what's cool.
Lots of seeds being planted then. How big can over the air get, though, before it gets too big?
Oh, what's too big? I don't think we want to be... I don't think we want to be in Vegas, although that can be cool. But I really like our current home at Bletchley Park. I'm really enjoying our current space, and I think we're probably about the right size for Bletchley Park right now. I think for the next few years, we're very comfortable here. I think people come here, love the idea of going to talks in the drawing room and the library, and it just suits the feel of the event. And actually, you know what? We're a family. And the community event, the feel of the event is really important. So I'm not quite sure we want to get very much bigger.
And I think that shows as well because, I don't know, some of the bigger events, you don't get this pairing off, this grouping, this level of collaboration that seems to be going on here. So it might be that, you know, you just do more over the airs.
Well, I mean, that's a real possibility. We have seriously thought about doing more, but perhaps smaller, over-the-air type events. But I mean, the thing you'll remember is that Dan, Margaret, and I do this for fun. This isn't our day job. This is extra. So the thought of running more than one over-the-air a year at the moment scares the bejesus out of me. But because it's for fun, because it's not for profit, because it's about getting a whole bunch of cool people together, it kind of works in its current format.
Anything you want to hint towards that's particularly excited you today before I let you go? Because there's going to be some unveiling soon.
There's some really cool stuff. Unfortunately, I'm in complete event running mode because I'm kind of responsible for actually making the event happen. I have what's called the 5-minute cache, and anything that's in my head for more than 5 minutes gets dumped, which is the worst part of running the event, because I don't get to spend time seeing what people are hacking. The first time I really see what's going on is at the presentations. But the hardware stuff, the Lego stuff, looks amazing. I mean, I've seen that around the place. That looks really cool. Really loving the Vodafone hardware stuff. That's what I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Well, congratulations on doing something in the world of the internet that's not only lasted 5 years, but looks like it's going to last a lot longer as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.